We're up to Kael HaTakif on page 8, Sadik Tes. We learned yesterday that on page 8, Sadik Tes, 299. Yesterday we learned that Baruch Atah Hashem, and then the words, L'kenu L'kei V'seinu L'kei Avraham L'kei Yisrael L'kei Yaakov are in place of Melech HaOlam. That mentioning the Avais is mentioning Malchus Hashem. Now we came to the word Hakel. Hakel, HaTakif, HaKel Yachel. Now the word Kel is God's name. The word El as a is an adjective or a noun? I'm not sure. It's used both ways.
Strength.
It means strength. So I don't know. I wonder if the word Ayol, an ayol is a ram.
Right.
One of the chayos is an ayol, which I think is a powerful animal. I wonder if it's related in the root word. But anyway, I'm not sure what an ayol is. Is it a mountain goat? Maybe. Not sure. Anyway, hakel atakif hakol yachol she'ina muchruch. There are no barriers to Kaddish Baruch Hu's behavior. She is Baruch Lamaila Me Amidais Van Hoges and Erois Leinenu. God is above that which we understand. Ubritzani Yachal Lochain is Kalashi Yachain. God can be kind to whoever he wants. Afilia Avarian Godl. Even a person does Averis. Vimroitzi Yachal Lenashat Sadikim. Asat Yadakam and Adakam and Derech HaYosher. On straying in any way from the Derech HaYosher. Ha'akel hu midas harachamin. What? Sho'ois hachi gadol. Sho'koyach Hashem v'yacholtesh. Kosh Baruch Hu gilas asmeka v'yachol yadai. Hu mashaboras ha'ilam. The revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Bria. V'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'yavol mitzias ha'shleimus v'yishum chesar in the grass. And God has nothing lacking. Hashem created the world in his kindness. Now this whole musag, if I'm allowed to say so, is really not understandable to our limited intellect. We say that God has no barriers. He can do as he wishes. On the other hand, we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kulei Toiv, is Etzem Toiv, which would seem to be saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu can do no ra, because he's Kulei Toiv. The old question, can God create a rock that he himself can't lift? Right? That's the old philosophical question. If God can do anything, can he create a stone that he himself can't lift? So I'm not sure what the answer is.
No,
but I thought God can do whatever he wants.
It's a contradiction.
In their position, there's nothing that he cannot do as the ultimate.
So can he create a rock that he can't lift?
He can limit himself.
Right. He's unable to. I don't know. I think the answer has something to do with the fact. I don't know what the answer is. I really don't know. But I think the answer has something to do with the fact that we live in a world of time, which involves change. And in the true Metzias HaBriya, which we have no tools with which to understand, is a Briya that doesn't change with time. If God is Be'etzem, whatever God is, and not changing, then it would make no sense to ask the question, can God create a rock that you can live? Because that involves a change from today to later. And was, how do I say it? I don't know, it's very hard to express, but the point being that the understanding of God's ability is sort of something we don't have the tools to understand.
Our understanding is limited.
Yeah. Can God decide to punish all the tzaddikim and reward all the rishayim?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Well, he said he could be bedagdeki, but okay. At any rate, so hakel is hatakef hakol yachel, hagodol, hainu chesed vilti mugbul. We had 100 times. Godol is chesed. Rashi v'schanan. Umida zu meira ava bebechinas avram ayhavi. And it's meira on a bechina of love. Hagibar hainu hadin hagomur. Hamrum is bemidas pachad yitzchak. Baru matzir b'zeh. Kabbalah Savayit Hashem Ba'avo B'Yira. So we love Hashem with Ava, Hashem was kind, and with Yira, Hashem, who is the Baal Hadin. And the third midah is Noira. Noira, we usually say awesome. Who, Shiluv HaChesed V'Hadin B'Yachad. That is the combination of kindness and strictness together, Midas Yaakov Avinu. Chemetzinu Shomer Yaakov, Ma Noira HaMokim Hazeh, HaMa'erer Yira HaSakovit. So God is at the same time a Baal HaChesed and a Baal HaDin and a combination of Din and Rachamim. Kel Elyon, Lamayla Mikol HaSage. Elyon means in Yiddish say the Eivishta. Above all, Shabilti Efshel Lahavin Oisei Yisbarach V'les Machshava Tfisa Beklal Lashem Tikkun HaZayar. The mind does not have a Tfisa in godliness. Sha'av Shiatochid Shiashanu Ezeh Keshe. Even though we have some connection to the way we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachu treat his world, we see Hashem by the way he works with the world. The hardest thing is to understand what he's saying. He's trying to express is that Kel Elyon in God is the Eibishter. We mean Eibishter. That means the Eibishter is a Yiddish term. Probably in German is you probably have something like that. Where God is, it's above all. Above all meaning doesn't mean above all that he's mightier than all. It means that his behavior is above intellectual understanding. The hardest thing to understand is Yisayrei HaTzadikim. Kagayin befrayach with the yisurim that righteous people have. Kagayin befrayach risham kavayesev when risham sprout like grass. Beshalva b'lisha ma'akiv. How can they live in peace with no ma'akiv? I'm afraid. V'yisifu oid lachtoi v'limrei selyayin. They rebel against God. Mitzad hasheni yeshtam anashim hachofim b'chol pesha. There are people who have no sin. And they suffer pain, v'yoga, and worry. They are children. The hardest thing to understand is the yisurim of children. With all of the shmuzin, we don't understand it. Hashem revealed his behavior only in the smallest way. We say God is above all, it means above our intellectual capacity to understand. So I try to explain the 6 million. Don't give the speech. That behavior is not possible to understand. It's so hard to understand why they start up with us all the time. So hard. What do they want from us? How many are we already? You have to look around and see that God does kindness. My father suffered very much with the images and the recollection of the Holocaust. It was very, very difficult for him. One of the most emotional moments in my life is when I was 15 years old, we went to Eretz Yisrael, and we went to, I'm sure changed since then, but we went at that time to Yad Vashem, and we walked into the room. You walk in, and they had on the wall a big mural. It was a mural of famous mural of people in the shelves that they use for beds, looking out. My father walked in, and he turned pale, and he had to walk out. He couldn't, he was going to faint. He asked us to go, but it was very, very difficult. And he almost didn't speak about it at all, as most people in the generation. I don't think anybody spoke about the Hashkafa struggles, but even what he went through, he didn't speak about. My mother didn't go through Churban Europe, but what he told me, not about the Holocaust, but in general, he said, people always complain, how come these bad things happen to these bad people? No one ever says, how come such good things happen to that fellow? He doesn't deserve all these good things to happen. People complain when they're jealous, but nobody says, wow, you know, Hashem did this to me, I don't deserve it. Well, they say, I don't know if they mean it. But, I guess it's a little bit of an equal, nothing's an equalizer to the 6 million, but it's a little bit of an equalizer. For many years I went swimming, I still go swimming, but there was a gentleman whose I have a mental block on his name, who used to go swimming till he was 93 years old, without a cane, without anything. He came in, he went swimming every day, and he was from Prague, and he recounted to me, he was in the cheder there, he told me he was a boy, he looked like a chassidish shabacha there. He told me he was an eye doctor, and when he came here, and one day, one night, I'm talking to Yosef Asia here, late at night, he says, you know, I go to Dr. So-and-so, same last name. I said, wow, I know his father. I didn't know the son's an eye doctor too. He said, no, his son's not an eye doctor. I said, really? He said, yeah, he has a specialty. He works half a day. I said, but the man is in his 90s. He said, yeah, he's in his 90s. Same person. He has some specialty in eye doctor kite, and he was doing it well into his 90s. So he told me he went through the Holocaust. Now what he told me is what bothers him the most is when people get drushes and they say, you see, we have yeshivas, we won, Hitler lost, we won. It bothered him very much when people said that. He said, what do you mean Hitler lost, we won? I mean, we won. We won. 6 million are destroyed and we won. It bothered him very much that even that people took the chama, took solace in what we have, kilu, it compensates.
But we survived.
Yeah, it's nice to survive, and we're thankful to Hashem that we survived, but you know, not to gloat about.
What?
You know, not to gloat about when you survive that way, you know, in the boxing ring, the guy comes out all bruised, you know, so you survive, but, you know. Anyway, it's difficult to understand.
Those people who traveled, the high mountains, what's it called again? They're famous, and some of them get frostbitten, and some of them does, right? But at the end,
you're happy to survive, but it's hard to. It depends how you express it, I guess.
That's how we express it.
I guess. Anyway, Kavanas Chasadim Tovim. The last paragraph: Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mashpia Li Tovah Kazusha Niyachal Ahatzil Ulehetiv Gam Lezulas Miachesed Shani Mekabel. Listen to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us chasadim. It's chesed. What's chasadim toivim? So Hashem does to us a kindness that allows us to help others. When we pass a yosef, gam chasadim toivim. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us such chesed that we can help others, l'chein, v'kainei ha-koel. What's that? K'varanu le'el. I already mentioned earlier, it means back during Baruch Shomer, ma'azeh v'amazeh shirichatoy b'parshas v'yigash. L'saper ha-shakla v'tariya ben Yosef v'amitzrim eshalok kulachba b'kaspam. How Yosef, when they were starving, they bought bread with their money. V'eshavach v'satzman liyas havadam l'paro. Shebal Yosef v'amru to nolanu lechem. Give us bread. Shadishlo loma loy isfu ba'atzman. The question is, why did you gather bar tevua? Why didn't you gather during the good years? But mainasam shirkiva tuvuasa. So we did, but ours rotted. Pasach Yosef ha'itzrais u'machla mitzrayim b'kesef. Yosef had what to sell. Vayitay mekesef. Vayivayo kol mitzrayim Yosef leimar lama namas negdecha ki afes kesef. The Egyptians said, we have no food. We used up all our money. Vayami Yosef habu mikdechem. Give me your sheep. Fetna lachem b'mikdechem. And then he bought a mikdeh. He bought their sheep. But tote bashana hi, that year ended, v'yavayel b'shana ha'shenis v'yayru. We're not lying. We gave you everything. We have our land and our bodies. We'll become God's servants. We don't have to buy it. Every master feeds his servants. Interesting. I never heard of that before. It was a country of Avodim. Everyone was Eved to Pari. Why does the Torah tell us this whole story? Some say the Jews were the only ones that were not sold to Pari, and it was wrong for Pari to work with them. But he has a different pshah. It gives us an understanding. We should identify with the people there. If you can't pay for all the good you're getting, give yourself over to be the servant of the person giving, in this case God, and like the Egyptians did, they sold themselves to Parai. When you receive God's kindness, vision, to be able to hear, to be able to speak, ability to move, if the ability to understand, chutz mi yecheles achil v'shtia, umanas kli ha'ikol ha'mamal tafkidon b'li yegia la'afri ha'adu m'shar ha'sakav, and the ability to digest your food, ilu pinu malo yishir ha'kayam, ein anachtu maspikim lahaydais al'achas me'elef alfei alofim b'nei be'revavais ha'toivais sh'oysa ha'kadosh baruch humanu b'chol nishim u'nishima. But Slenu Efes Kesef, we're like the Egyptians with no money left. What a wonderful shah. He says, we have to do like the Egyptians. Why pay for food? Become a servant, and then you get food for free. So why? God gives you things. Why pay for it? Become a servant to God. So he says, interesting, God is giving you goods. He's translating it that God can own you. Give yourself over as an Evet Hashem. And it's all free. It doesn't cost anything. You know, with this, I can understand the Chazal. It's Rashi says in Veschanon that even though tzaddikim have skusim, they ask for matnas chinam. It's hard to understand. What does it mean? Tzaddikim, you know, chosim, they ask for things for free. They ask for things for free. If you have money, don't ask for things for free. But Quentin is very beautiful. Even though tzaddikim have schusim, they say, I want to be an eved to you. An eved gets paid for free. An eved gets taken care of for free. It's a beautiful, beautiful hezron in that, what you say. So, nu pshat kaydeh hakol. Kaydeh hakol, according to this, is, God, buy me. Buy me, I'm for sale. Buy me.